It is so great to be with you guys each and every week here on today's Homeowner Radio, and we want to get as much information in as we can. Here's a really good call that came in on the today's Homeowner Hotline from Carol.
How do you get a motor oil stain off of a concrete driveway? That's my question.
Okay, all right, sure.
That's a good, we get that a lot, right, Danny?
We get that a lot, and unfortunately, you know, that does happen, and, you know, most driveways, concrete driveways, are not sealed, so they're a bit porous, and that oil can really soak down in there, but, you know, if you have a little cat around the house, that might help you with the thing that you need to improve that.
Right. The cat itself doesn't come into play, but what Danny's referring, although I've never actually tried rubbing an oil stain with a cat, maybe that would work.
Folks, don't do that, please.
No, don't do that. It's bad for the driveway and the cat.
Yeah, exactly.
No, what Danny's referring to is kitty litter. You may have heard this tip before, where kitty litter is an absorbent material, which is why it's used in litter boxes, but it's also great for soaking up oil. But the trick is to put the kitty litter, you know, a good amount of kitty litter on it, and then use like a brick or a chunk of wood or something, grind it and pulverize it into a powder. If it becomes powder form instead of the granular form, that way it comes out of the bag, it'll soak up the stain much more readily. Now, the success of this often has to do with how old the oil stain is. If it's been sitting there for a couple of months, I'm not sure what you can do, but if it's relatively new, put it on there, let it soak up, sweep it away, and then do it again. If you need to do it again, you'll see. You might not disappear completely, but you'll get rid of most of it.
And we may want to point out we're talking about new kitty litter, not used kitty litter. You know,
yeah, don't use used
technical
kitty litter.
Thing, no.